Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. There are links there not only to four social media platforms, but the Facebook group as well, where you can interact with not only other listeners, but even some past guests from this show, including Dr. Pat Castle from episode 210 3 weeks ago, who I saw join the Facebook group recently. Always feel free to get in touch with me personally. You can email me via bruce@catholicsportsradio.net or even private message me through the Facebook page or the Instagram account. I love hearing from listeners of this show, so by all means, please feel welcome to use any of those methods to reach me. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. I saw some footage recently of tempers flaring in an NBA game. Players were pushing and shoving, and the benches emptied, and the coaches were even out there in the middle of it all. And of course, one or two of the players got ejected from the game. Of course, you might think, but Bruce, you know that happens with regularity in hockey. Now Major League Baseball spring training is opening, and unfortunately, it's a matter of time before we see a batter charging the pitcher's mound and dugouts emptying. Sports are supposed to unify and bring peace, not this type of conflict. We want entertainment when we watch sports. We want relief from the stress that we are all carrying, be it from job situations or family conflict or so much tension in our country and in the world. Instead of looking for sports imagery, think of the dove, the symbol of peace, right? Jesus is peace. Go to him. We hear the following in church, but we need to really take it to heart. In John chapter 14, verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is one of the greatest middle distance runners in American history and currently serves as the head coach for track and field / cross country at Ave Maria University. He is a three-time United States champion in the 1500-meter run and represented the United States in the event in the 2004 Olympic Games in Athens. Prior to his current role, he made coaching stops at the University of Virginia, Portland State University, and the University of Arkansas Little Rock. Following his retirement from competitive running, he became a successful triathlete, ranking in the top 100 in the world at the International Triathlon Union World Triathlon Series in 2015. In his early days, he was even successful as a youth swimmer. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Alan Webb.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Thank you, Alan. You are 3 hours south of me here in the Sunshine State. But where were you actually born and raised? And also tell the audience about being the third guest out of the last seven to not be a cradle Catholic, meaning how were you raised faith-wise wherever this was that you were born and raised?
Well, I was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan. My family moved from Ann Arbor to Reston, Virginia, where I spent my youth. And I was raised and baptized in various denominations, Protestant denominations, Episcopal, Methodist, Presbyterian, to name a few. And so the seeds of my faith were there, but I did not come in, into full communion with the church until later in my life, in 2017.
Okay, and how many of you were there in the family? How many siblings?
I was one of four. One of four.
Okay, well, I feel like I'm talking to a modern-day Jim Thorpe with all the amazing success you've had sports-wise. Before we get into some of that, how and when did you get started in sports? Was there someone in particular that maybe had some influence on you to get interested in participating in sports?
Well, I did a variety of sports that were not track and field at the youth level. It's like soccer, basketball, and I was a swimmer.
Wow.
Yeah. So there was some sort of hidden cross training there until I finally joined the cross country team to compete formally my freshman year in high school. But I became a moderately successful age group swimmer after joining a club team at the age of 11 and really progressed from there. And I had some good friends that were on the swim team, the club team that I joined, a really good friend of mine. And that's really where I feel like I honed my my work ethic and aerobic conditioning was as an age group swimmer.
Okay. Well, I didn't mention this in the intro, but as a student athlete, you set the national record for the fastest mile run by a high schooler. I've got to believe that clearly at that point you were thinking, okay, this is what I want to devote my life to. Am I right?
That's correct. And by the time I got to my senior year, that was where I really started to believe that I could compete at the international level. And it really kind of changed the trajectory of my life pretty profoundly. And it opened the doors to me running as a professional athlete.
Following high school, you went on to run both cross country and track for the University of Michigan. I don't know this for a fact, but I'd be shocked if you tell me that you were not there on a full athletic scholarship. But my question is, all this success you were having as a student athlete, where were you at faith-wise? Meaning, did you recognize all this as God-given talents that you were blessed to have? Or was it, come on, Bruce, I was a high school kid, I was a college student. No, I was just all about the secular view and trying to get better and better at my sport.
It was definitely the latter of the two. I didn't fully appreciate where those talents were coming from. It wasn't a total lack of faith, I would say, but it was not in the forefront at all. It was, not in the forefront.
Okay.
And I did attend Protestant services, occasionally. So I did feel the draw there. There was still that draw to, something was kind of missing a little bit, and I knew it was something that was that should be important. But I didn't really have the motivation or I hadn't really been revealed to me how important and really, truly, deeply that should be like the number one thing. I'd have to definitely admit that, and I was sucked into sort of the secular system and, the sort of the idol of sports, I would call it.
Yeah.
Which I believe is very, a very dangerous thing.
Yeah. Indeed.
Very dangerous.
Indeed. I mentioned in the intro that you competed at the 2004 Summer Olympics in Athens. There's a little trivia here in that I, too, was at those games in Greece as the chief press officer for the women's softball competition. That's a proud moment for me from my professional career. Alan, how about for you? You have so many athletic accomplishments. Is competing in the 2004 Olympics near, if not at the top of your list of career highlights?
It's definitely near the top. That was like a lifetime goal of mine, was to be an Olympian. I didn't compete as well as I would have liked at the games themselves, but I certainly learned a lot from it. And it is still just on the top, in the top three things that I feel like I accomplished throughout my running career, was to be an Olympian. And it's definitely some fond memories from an athletic standpoint to be there.
Of course, making headlines as an athlete is one thing, but it's stories like Alan's conversion to the Catholic faith that are just as important to dig into and hear about and learn from. I should back up, though, first and say, do not confuse my having worked in the Olympic movement as being financially well off. No. The two are not synonymous, unfortunately. When you hear me say on this show each week that I struggle financially with coming up with money out of my own pocket to cover all the expenses that come with operating this Catholic Sports Radio ministry, it's not only because I don't get any income from doing this, nor do I have any sponsors, but it's also because I was just one of the rank and file in the office. I was not the president of the federation. I wasn't some high-paid athlete. I should add, by the way, that if you or someone you know is interested in becoming a sponsor of Catholic Sports Radio, please feel free to get in touch. I know that's a long shot, but you don't know unless you ask. One other way, of course, that you can help is to make a one-time gift to this ministry for something that from the outside looks like just a show that comes out once a week. There really is a whole lot more to this behind the scenes. And again, you might think, but Bruce, you say that it's a one-person operation, just you, no staff to pay. So what could all these expenses possibly be? And that is why I give out specific examples of exact amounts and what they are for as they come in. If you've been with me for a while, you've heard me do that over a number of episodes of this show. Making a gift is as simple as going to the show website, catholicsportsradio.net, and utilizing the blue Donate to CSR button that you will see there. I say it all the time because it's true, meaning it really is fast and easy, and yes, by all means, it is secure. You can even include a note with that for me to see. I know some people don't like putting credit card information on the internet, though, and for those folks, I encourage you to contact me through social media or email me via bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I will email you back with details on sending a check through the mail. As I have done in the past, when guests or listeners make a gift to Catholic Sports Radio, I will happily say the name of anyone who sends something in, whether through the Donate to CSR button on catholicsportsradio.net or through the mail, or you can ask me to keep your name confidential and merely say an anonymous donor. Trust me when I say that it all helps very much and that it means so much to me. I can't say enough how grateful I am for you listening to the show, telling others about it, and for supporting the work that I do in my ongoing efforts to move more people closer to Christ through this ministry. Alan, let's get into your conversion story. When did that take place, and what was the impetus for you pursuing the Catholic faith?
I came fully into the church in Easter in 2017. But it was a long time in the making. You know, I would say that was more just like, that was the tipping point. But it really was, God was kind of whittling me slowly. And a bigger catalyst earlier on was that I married a Catholic woman. My wife was a cradle Catholic. And from the beginning of our relationship, I started attending the Mass. And, I mentioned earlier in the show that I was baptized originally in the Episcopal Church, and then I attended four other denominations during my youth. And so it was there and you know, I knew it was something that should be around, you know, in terms of like, you know, faith and pursuing the Lord. But I, you know, just attending the Mass and learning about the Catholic faith was a sort of a slower process. And, you know, I was blessed to have some of Catholic Lighthouse Media. You know, they have the CDs and books that they have, you can see at the parishes, and some of their content that I was given. And that was really just helpful to kind of just learn about it and really just learn the truth, you know. And and eventually, you know, it got to the point where I was, once I took a step back from my running career and athletic career, there was a void there that needed to be filled, you know. And I really, really felt that, you know. And so, you know, when that was gone, I had to just ask myself sort of the human question, like, well, what's important? You know, like, what really matters? And when that void that was so strong for me as an athlete, you know, that part of me that was that I felt was my identity was sort of removed from me, kind of what I would call like sort of your athletic death, I guess you call it. The athlete dies three times: once as an athlete, and then your human body, and then finally when the last person forgets your name. I, you know, I sort of died that death, and I had to fill it up with something. And I hadn't finished my degree yet, so I finished my degree because, you know, like, oh, we got to do this, and then, well, maybe go try to get a job and try to fill it up with that. But that I could already feel that wasn't really going to fill me up, you know. And my wife had talked to me about going into RCIA, and she, and I was sort of not really just fighting it a little bit just because it didn't feel quite genuine, you know. But again, just learning more about the faith and learning more about what the Catholic Church is, it really finally sunk in just a couple key points just about the difference between objective truth and subjective truth, which which was from a talk that is very well explained by Father Mike Schmitz. And then there was another really powerful explanation from Bishop Barron, who has his Word on Fire ministry, about like who Jesus is, you know, like who is this person, and how that, you know, like in the historical, you know, evidence for that, you know, and the historical and biblical evidence of who he is. And then, just the reality and the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist, which Scott Hahn, many times does a great job of explaining it, but in a particular talk, that, again, going back to the Catholic Lighthouse Media content, just explained it really well. It kind of led me from, well, what is the truth? Does God exist? Who is God? And where do you go to find him right now? And sort of took those steps. And at that point, I was sold, you know. I was like, I'm in, you know, I'm in. And, you know, I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take this leap of faith. I'm going to go into RCA and like kind of fully commit to this and be like, I think I'm really ready for this. And I'm doing it because I believe it. And you know, not just because I married a Catholic woman, you know, it was that too. Like that was part of it. You know, that was clearly part of it. And like, my wife is a rock star and awesome. And I love her so much. You know, and she encourages me in my faith, and, you know, like, it's just super awesome. Ultimately, I couldn't do it just for that reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then when it did happen, from that point on, every time I took a step forward into like deeper into the church, the more I was like sucked into it. It's like kind of like a magnet. Like I got closer to it, and then like it really stuck. to me, you know, and just the more I learned about it, you know, looking into the catechism and looking into scripture, even more deeply, it's all there. Everything was there. There was no false there. It was like the discovery of perfection, you know, and, not that the people within the church were perfect, but what it is was the perfection,
right.
Like in what's there, like Christ is the perfection.
Right.
And kind of like, I was able to kind of wrap my mind around that, you know, and then at that point, because I didn't have the sports side of sort of taking over me, I wanted to take all the gifts that I had been given and realizing that those were gifts from God. I didn't earn that. I didn't earn those things. Even like my work, you know, your work ethic or someone's work ethic, that's like a gift in and of itself. Like the ability to work hard, to concentrate on a sport or a subject or whatever your vocation is, that's a gift in and of itself. And so I appreciated that. And then I wanted to like do the same thing in the, from a spiritual standpoint that I felt like I did well in sports. I'm like, well, what do you do in sports? You know, well, you train and you do these things to help you. And I was like, well, let's try to do the same thing for the spiritual side.
I love it. I want to jump in here because I love your passion and I love this story. I love that you said that you didn't just convert to the Catholic faith for your wife. I can relate to that 100% because when my wife came into the Catholic Church and informed me that she was looking into it, she said the same thing to me. Oh, I'm not doing it for you. And I said, well, good, because if you were, then you're doing it for all the wrong reasons. But audience, I love that Alan's story is something that took place over a period of time. It doesn't have to be. It can be. We've heard a lot of examples on the show before. It can be a very dramatic, as Zoltán Mezko, the former NFL punter, called it 6 weeks ago on episode 207, a stop the lawnmower moment. It could be something dramatic, but I love that we're getting to hear from Alan a different perspective of someone that slowly came into the Catholic Church, and it wasn't something dramatic that caused it. And obviously the Lord was there waiting for him the whole time, and it took a series of events for Alan to recognize that. I wonder though, Alan, talk about the environment as a coach at Ave Maria University. How much does it help to keep Christ present in your work, being in an environment every day that promotes the Catholic faith, Catholic values?
The most rewarding part is being able to openly express that side of my own personal journey, you know, and being able to encourage a group of student athletes in their own faith and kind of take all the mistakes that I've made and, you know, honestly still make, you know, though they're different, but just help encourage people, humans, anybody really, but specifically the people that are in my small circle, you know, in the student athletes, you know, and encourage them, just because, you know, because I can look back at some of the mistakes that I made and say, well, I could probably, if I had, you know, if my faith life was better, it would have solved a lot of those problems, you know?
Yeah.
So just having that there is just a really rewarding part. And I would say it does make a difference because, you know, building that community together makes it not feel so lonely, right? Because you're not an outcast. You know, you don't feel like you're you know, fighting without anybody at your side. You know, and you know the hope is that, you know, if you're strengthened enough with your strong, you know, the right community, the Catholic Church, which, you know, church meaning community, then when you do go out into situations where you might be the outcast, you're strong enough to know, hey, I might be alone at this moment, but I'm not really alone.
That's right. That's right.
It may feel like I'm alone right now, but I know because of the experience at Ave Maria University, for example, to know that I'm not alone. There are people striving for holiness. The saints are real people that existed and do exist, and I want to be one of them. You know, and that's the real goal. That's the number one goal that all athletes should have.
I love that.
Most athletes do a great job of goal setting. That's one of the strengths of being an athlete. One of the things that you learn is you set a goal and you go and you work hard. And if you do the work, most of the time you accomplish the goal. Most of the time. You can't say 100%. You know, yeah. It's not always 100%, but most of the time you will get, at worst, you'll get closer to the goal. And it teaches you goal setting. But the goal that I have and I encourage every single athlete out there is to have the goal of living life on earth is to become a saint and go to heaven. That should be the goal.
Yeah, see, an audience, Alan saying that right now, as well as what he said at the start of his answer when I asked him about working at Ave Maria, now you understand why in the first half of the show I worded the question the way that I did. When I talked about him setting the national record for the fastest mile run by a high schooler, you heard me say that at that point in his life, he was clearly thinking, this is what I want to devote my life to. And instead, he realized later, and now he's teaching his student athletes, no, what you want to devote your life to is to Christ and to becoming a saint. And so, Alan, I love everything that you're saying. And Alan, follow me on this. I always say that with my ministry and who it might reach, I'm thinking of three different scenarios. The person who has completely fallen away from the church, the person who goes to church each Sunday but is just checking the box and isn't actually dialed in, or the person who is already on fire for their faith and hearing Catholic Sports Radio inspires them to go even deeper. I say all that because I have to remind myself each week that it's a diverse audience in terms of where people are. So, Alan, as a result, explain to the audience you're being a member of the Confraternity of the Rosary.
So the Confraternity is a very simple commitment to praying the Rosary. The only full obligation is to pray the three original sets of mysteries of the Rosary every week, and it's without penalty of sin, and it's just a commitment to praying the Rosary and having. I don't think the Rosary Confraternity says it this way, but just having Mary there to help you. And that's how that's what it feels like to me, Alan, to me. The individual of Alan Webb, but it's just a relatively easy commitment, and it's it goes back to Saint Dominic, who started it. I forget what year it was. It kind of went dormant for a while until the blessed Alan de la Roche brought it back. I think it was like in the around 1300s or so. There is a history behind it, but it's just a really wonderful devotion that can just help you draw closer to the Lord when outside of the Mass. I would say it's like kind of the next thing to kind of help lead you towards that. And I would say it's a few running buddies of mine that are Calso Catholic call it like the easy run of your faith life.
And on a related note, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that you are a member of Life Runners, which we heard about 3 weeks ago on episode 210 from Dr. Pat Castle, the founder of Life Runners. Alan?
Yes, Pat is awesome. I am a member of Life Runners, and that's an amazing way to help live out your faith, you know, in like, if some of the things that can strengthen you, for example, like if you to pray the Rosary, And then to go live out your faith and sort of be a public witness to the preeminent moral issue of our time, which is the issue of abortion, and it just how much we need to have that fix that with the laws of our country, in our states, in our states, and have that be something that does not get forgotten about. It's a very strong way to really live it out. When you go out there and you run, you wear that jersey, it's kind of like a really quiet but loud way to say something that's of such importance, protecting people that can't protect themselves.
Amen. Amen. You mentioned your wife. I would love to close by hearing about your marriage and the family that you and your wife have created.
Oh, my wife is just an amazing woman who was patient with me, I would say, encouraged me in my faith, still encourages me. She coaches with me and is I believe is an amazing encourager of all the student athletes on the team. Mm. We were married in 2010. And so it took me 7 years before I came into the church after that. So like I said, it's the normative way is slowly, but she's been there at my side, and we have four children. Joni is 10. She'll be 11 in June. Paula, who's 7, Gabrielle, who's 4, and Bridget is 1.5. She'll be 2 in May. And, So I live in a house of a lot of 5 wonderful women.
Yeah, I was going to say they got you outnumbered.
they have me outnumbered, and so occasionally I do like getting out and hanging with the guys at track practice to get a little bit of male camaraderie. But to have those 5 women to share the same house with them is just a ton of fun, and they definitely keep me on my toes. And most especially Julia, she's awesome, and I love coaching with her and just having fun with our little girls.
Fantastic. Alan, wonderful to have you on the show. God bless you and your family, and thank you for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio. I did enjoy it.
My pleasure, Bruce. Thank you so much. I really think you're doing an amazing thing to preach the gospel with a great platform using sports to make God number one.
Thank you. That means a lot. I do appreciate it. Folks, I thought it would be fitting, since Alan, as I mentioned, is coaching at Ave Maria University, if we closed this week's episode with a prayer for coaches. And let's do it together, of course, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From 1 Chronicles 17, so Nathan told David, "Do all that is on your heart, for God is with you." Father, help me coach my players in a way that develops confidence and enables them to compete at their best. Help me encourage them to do all that is in their hearts. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those. C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.